fall colors start to shine in the mountains of western North Carolina in October. The leaves aren't the only thing that tourists and locals alike will be keeping an eye out for this month. Tourists aren't the only mammals that are more active this time of year, explains wildlife biologist Joe Yarkovic. He works in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. September to November is elk mating season, known as the rut.
All of the large mature bulls that spend most of the year off by themselves return to some of the common areas where all the females are. While they're there, you'll notice a marked change in their behavior in that their testosterone levels are really high, so they're fighting with each other a lot, they're chasing the females around.
It's illegal to get within 50 yards of an elk. It's even more dangerous to get that close during mating season. Females weigh as much as 600 pounds, while the bulls can weigh over 1,000 this time of year.
And so if they see anything approaching their harem of cows, whether it be a person or an automobile or a pet, they'll see that as a challenge to their dominance, and they're likely to charge to defend their territory there.
A unique sound can also be heard throughout the Oconaluftee and Cataloochee areas of the park where the elk are common. It's known as a bugle. Yarkovic says the best way to get close to the elk is with a zoom lens, and that a few hours before sunset, when the air is cool enough for elk to venture out of the forest, is the best time to see them. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.